SRN News.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with the Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Passionate about sports? Want to talk college, prep, or pros? It's time to enter the Sports Zone with Patrick Hyland. Call in. Tell Patrick how you see it. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now, your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right, well, it looks like Patrick's microphone is having a little technical difficulty here.
Hey, Scotty, I think I'm back. I think I'm in business. God bless America,
you know what?
Baby.
I thought this was my shot.
It is your shot, brother. Tell everybody what you're running for, young man.
Wait a minute. Stop. I have an issue. Next time I mess with Patrick's equipment before the show so I can do the introduction, no one's allowed to fix it. I thought, you know.
My bad, man.
I thought the sabotage was good.
Just let me know up front, man. I mean, we're allies. It's not Biden against, you know, whomever.
I'm running for county commissioner here. Oh. I need every advantage I could get, brother.
Okay. I'm not Harry Cohen, so don't worry about it. You're good to go, brother, in more ways than one. So anyhow, Josh, as always, always want to get your fantasy thoughts for baseball today. I'm serious. A lot of FanDuels are going to be happening today. I think people are getting back in the mode of fantasy, and especially for baseball, a lot of good games. And then also we're going to talk about the draft. I think the Bucks did well. I always tell it like it is. People that listen to the show, if I didn't think they did well, I tell you. And Scott Levinson is the same way, because when they took O.J. Howard, we both had our doubts about that one. And unfortunately, we were right, Scott. I think at the scheme of things, first round 15th pick, I wouldn't say bust, but didn't live up to a first rounder, more of a fourth rounder.
Look, you have to give our scouts, our general manager, a lot of credit for what he has done, because he has gotten in some unbelievable talent here.
Yes.
But when you have a tight end and Cameron Brate coming off, leading the league in touchdowns, the guy just, he makes plays. I mean, he's always there. He's a good blocker. He's not a great blocker. He is a good blocker, but he's reliable as they get. And he just came off on a great year, and we draft a tight end.
Well, I think that's for Gronk. Everybody's going to the two tight end system. I don't have a problem with that. As a matter of fact, I like the kid from Washington, and I think he's going to do a nice job.
No, I don't mean now. I meant back when we took Anderson.
Oh, when we took Howard. Okay, now I know.
I mean, Howard.
It's okay. Now I know where you're coming
from.
But
go ahead. I'm okay with it now. We need a tight end now.
Okay,
we need multiple tight ends right now. Yes. The only guy, Lee, coming into the draft, the only two tight ends we had on the roster were Brate and some dude named Cody McElroy.
Yeah.
Who? So, again, we needed the depth.
He's not a bad blocker, that kid,
absolutely,
by the way.
But still, we need...
We need some depth. I don't have a problem with it. And guess what I like about it? Gronk can teach these kids for a year if he comes back, which I think he's going to do.
But that's the interesting thing. You had a lot of people that were basically saying, oh, we drafted two tight ends, so Gronk's definitely going. And I don't agree with that at all. These guys are later round picks. They're, you know, day
put them on the practice squad. Both of them or one of them, and tell one of them, hey, man, you just didn't make the cut. Maybe another NFL team will put you on the practice squad.
Absolutely. We had, who was it? Tanner Hudson?
Yeah.
Whatever the kid's name was.
Yeah, he had good hands.
I mean, you need bodies out there. Depth is the most important thing there is.
And I understand one of these guys is a long snapper.
Yes, that's correct. Very good.
So, I mean, and let's get real. These guys that have that ability, the long snappers,
it's a skill.
They can play 20 years in the NFL.
Dave Moore's been on the show with us, and that's why he lasted so long. He was a great long snapper, and he had great hands.
So maybe one of these kids catches on special teams. Whatever.
Absolutely, Scott. Couldn't have said better. Hey, don't want to forget to thank our firemen out there for everything they do here in the Hillsborough County. We greatly appreciate them for fighting the fires. Heard a lot of fire trucks, a lot of ambulances last night. So definitely want to do a shout-out for those folks who give it their all every day to take care of us, and greatly appreciated. Our policemen out there and women, they're out there every day trying to do what's best for this county. And, you know, it's kind of funny. You know, you look at sports, you look at life, you look at the police department. Why do we always talk about the one bad out of the thousand good? Just baffles me to no end, fellas. And you know what? God bless our police department. Last but not least, our military. The men and women out there taking care of us, protecting us. Need to do some more things, you know, around this country. And God bless those folks very much, though, because freedom isn't free. Josh, are you happy with the Bucks draft picks this year?
Yeah. I mean, look, you can never make too early of a judgment this early on. I know that's not an exciting thing to say. We all want to have our knee-jerk hot take that we can post around and get our likes and retweets and everything. But you've got to give these guys time. You really do. I always am in favor when you're drafting towards the bottom of the draft, like we were, the bottom of the first half. I always am in favor of trading to get other picks, trying to get more bodies, trying to get more people, especially because if your scouts are doing a good job, which I think our front office and our scouting department and Jason Light have earned the benefit of the doubt, you got to trust that, you know, maybe they had a first round grade on a guy, maybe even a pick in the teens where they thought, okay, and then you're able to get him at pick 33. Or whatever it is. So
I think they did great. The more picks you can get, the better for you. If you didn't have your guy there at 27, why fight it? Just say no problem.
Yep.
And then, you know, move on. No, I think they did fantastic. That's the best thing I liked about the draft.
No.
And what they had the guts to do that, because a lot of franchises wouldn't have the guts to do that. I respected it.
Absolutely.
Getting a punter in the fourth round, that's going to be interesting, but they saved a ton of money with Pinion. He was going to get like $3 million to punt this year.
Bingo. So, that was the biggest thing. So it does, and he was a good guy for us, but now that money that is freed up, because, you know, fourth round pick doesn't take anything off the cap barely. So now that money could go towards an Adamkinsa or Gronk to bring one of them back. You know, every dollar counts when it gets to that point of free agency and everything. Yeah. But a little fun fact, that was not the earliest punter that we had ever drafted before. There was someone that we had taken before him. And then do you know that that was the first Georgia Bulldog that we drafted since 2002?
Yep, 20 years ago. Isn't that wild, man? Well, speaking about the Georgia Bulldogs, they had the most guys, you know, in the draft this year. So
absolutely.
Pretty impressive.
Oh, it was, you know, we always joke about could the best college team beat the worst NFL team in that season. And I think it's always, I think it's a joke for the most part. I think just because the adult bodies are more developed, a 26-year-old on average against a 22-year-old, 21-year-old, 19 is just, but that being said, I do think that the Jaguars, at least the Bulldogs defense last year, might have had more talent than the Jacksonville Jaguars defense.
No, your point is well taken, though, because on both sides of the ball, there's no way. They would get manhandled eventually in a four-quarter game. Here's what would be interesting. If you could get all the college all-stars, get the top line on both sides of the ball, top linebacker, and create that team to play the Jaguars, you might have a very interesting game, Josh. I really do now, because you're getting, you know, 20, let's go with, you know, 33 first round draft picks, baby. Let's see what happens now against their 33.
Well, and a shout out, speaking of the draft, with some kids from the local area. You had Kristen Watson, who went to Plant.
Yes, I was hoping we would get him, Scott, but
he went to Green Bay.
Yeah, which is good for him.
You then had the former TBYFL Jaguar and Jesuit standout Malik Davis.
Yes.
Went to the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's a good move for him, too.
And then you had Chris Oladokun.
Mm-hmm.
Who went to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Another good place for him.
And it's cool. It's seeing, you know, two out of three of them played in the league. And it was watching them grow up and play. But, you know, the other thing, they talk about these colleges producing draft picks. Georgia, Florida.
LSU.
LSU, Ohio.
Alabama.
I was looking at the high schools.
Yes.
With the most draft picks. I don't think this surprises me or anyone, but the number, St. Thomas.
Aquinas down Aquinas, in South Florida, baby.
18.
Yeah, man.
Players drafted.
Well, the best of the best down there in South Florida, if it's within reasonable driving distance, that's where they go to. So that's why you're going to have all the best players go there. You know, Scott, and we've talked about that on the show before. Is that a good thing, a bad thing? Back in the day, you played in your neighborhood, played with your buddies growing up. You know,
well,
something to be said
the
for
IMGs
that, too.
IMGs like that. You
sure.
Know, IMG sent 14.
Yeah. So.
And but they're taking kids from all over the country. And,
sure.
And you hope they're getting an education.
Amen to that, Scott, because that's important.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
But, you know, and speaking about that, you know, speaking about getting an education, these 18 kids from St. Thomas, these 14 kids from IMG, hopefully, you know, they're getting some financial advice properly, you know, for the future. And that's a good thing we're going to start teaching in our school system here, thanks to our teachers out there also. Teaching some fiscal responsibility to these kids in high school. You know, we teach them X times Y equals, you know, whatever. And
when it, yeah. It's simple. When you run out of money, you just print more.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we're all supporters of vocational schools and that not everyone needs to go in that traditional four-year gen ed path. You know, not everyone needs to study baby bio and you know, all this different stuff.
Amen.
And, you know, the same way they do it overseas with the soccer players, they get them into their programs and universities and programs at a young age. There's no difference between a vocational school for a future professional athlete, just like these IMGs. And I think you're going to see more and more and more of that where we're going to, you know, people are aware now that the whole student athlete thing, the student stuff is just a bit of a cover and we don't really need to.
Yeah, but for
pretend.
3 years of being a professional at something when you're normally going to live 75 years on this earth and, you know, we'll go 25 to 50 years. You got to find a way to make a living.
But just like you were talking about with the financial literacy classes and stuff, part of being in those programs, it's not like they're only going to be on the field and in the weight room all day, every day.
Right.
They're also going to have financial advisors and people
thing.
That can actually help them and
but also teach them something else, Josh, because what happens if they don't get drafted in the NFL?
Oh, absolutely. So and something that can be a little bit more applicable than, you know, what is the capital of Wyoming and different stuff like that. You know, I think we can rethink certain things.
Well, but again, I don't think you need calculus. I don't think you need anatomy. I agree with that, but you do need, as the old saying goes, reading, writing, and arithmetic.
There you
because
go, the three R's,
if
brother.
You all saw the average high school graduate, 62% couldn't do fifth grade math.
Yeah, it's an abomination, Scott. We're passing kids through.
That's unacceptable.
It's very unacceptable.
You must know how to do math. You must know how to read, and you must know how to write. I agree with Joshua. We can teach them skills and everything else, but you cannot get through life without being able to do those.
And here's another thing, Josh. These kids who go to the Florida States, the Floridas, the LSUs, okay, let's teach him something, okay? Don't tell me he's taking art studies. He's taking, you know, overseas studies that you're never going to equate that to a job here. And it's just ridiculous.
He could play in the European Basketball League. Come on.
A good one, Scott. No, it's just bad. We got to wake up and do it right here. Robbie, feel free to call back in. Just lost you there, 877-969-8600. We just wanted to get that out of the way. And then whatever on your mind, feel free to say what you want. We do have an open line, 877-969-8600. Love to get your opinion. Do you think the Bucks did a good job with their draft, or do you think they made some mistakes? We'll hear from you. And if you're in Hillsborough County, 813-289-1860. So, you know, I think they did fine. The running back from Arizona State, Josh, I'm not sure about that one. I want to hope that it's a good move. I like the way the kid can catch the balls. I did watch some of their games, Josh. And again, we need guys that – I know we have Leonard Fournette, but you got to not be afraid to run through the tackles, man.
Oh, and you got to have depth either way. We don't really have the best recent track record of these mid-round running backs, I would say.
You're right, man.
Hopefully this kid can be – do you know – is it Rashad? Rashad. It is Rashad.
That's how the announcer said it on when I was watching
it
the game.
It almost looks Yiddish. It almost looks like Rashad.
Yes, it does. But yeah, but when
there's so many of us that play sports at the higher levels.
Well, you have Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yes.
You know, he's part of, you know, we've got Tariq Cohen. We have a couple of our honorary tribe members.
The two Jutes from my cousin Vinny.
Right, right. Yes.
On a serious note, but, you know, Keshawn Vaughn, third round pick, 2020.
See, I like that kid a lot. I don't know. I don't think he's gotten enough shots. Ronald Jones, see, he had a problem running inside the tackles.
Oh, he runs so hard, though.
I know.
I mean, I think the issue
he gotten better, but I guess the playbook was messing with him.
I think Vaughn. And we talk about the NFL draft and how situations can kind of stunt someone's growth and maybe even prevent them from ever really developing. Vaughn was in a situation where he was on a developing offense where he could have been featured, but then you had Brady come in and totally change the trajectory of everything.
It's
Brady
true.
Was never going to trust a young kid like that. Yep. Immediately wanted to bring in a Leonard Fournette, and you know, great decision. You know, there's no doubt about it. But that's the type of thing now. Vaughn, his confidence is probably pretty shot. You know, you've got the greatest quarterback of all time saying, "Get this kid off the field. He can't catch the ball."
Fumbles.
It'll be tough. It could be tough for him to really, you know, develop. But we'll see. It remains to be seen. But yeah, the Bucks track record is for Jeremy McNichols, fifth round guy in the back. So we'll see. Hopefully this kid can buck the trend.
I'm curious to see what's going to happen with Kyle Trask down the road. I really am. Speaking of quarterbacks, I'm very surprised Detroit passed on a lot of QBs, man. I guess they wanted to give Jared Goff that confidence to hang in there one more year, obviously.
Or they
didn't see that they were better than Goff.
Yeah, I think the worst mistake you can make is forcing yourself to draft someone just because they're there. And
I agree.
None of these quarterbacks really seem to have it. There's a reason that you only had one drafted in the first round, especially with how much value is put. And so it's just one of those drafts where the whole class overall was pretty weak. Next year, you're going to see, you know, some regression to the mean where it's going to be a lot more loaded. So I think the Lions, they're taking it slowly, but you know, they've got a strong interior. They know how to run the ball. They know how to block. So they're, you know, they're coming along. They're going to be all right. Man Campbell, as I like to call him. They play hard for him.
They do. They do. He kept that team in gear when they really looked bad. I wish Detroit could start, you know, making a run just to be more competitive. I want all the teams to be competitive. We're going to take a quick time out here on the Sports Zone. When we come back, we'll take your calls at 877-969-8600, 813-289-1860. Got a couple good messages for you. Hang in there with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
If you're a pastor, church leader, or concerned Christian who wants to see families strengthened and our children saved from the pollution they're being indoctrinated with, come to the Families Under Fire Conference on Tuesday, May 17th at the Plant City Strawberry Festival Grime Center. Speakers throughout the day will equip you to make real change in your church and community to protect children and families. Tickets are just $25 and include lunch. Go to allpropastors.com. That's allpropastors.com.
Battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. Battles are won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. In that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself.
This is a physical training event.
Promises to one's community.
Helping people move debris out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise. A promise forever kept. A promise of battles won.
AM 860, The Answer.
Odyssey.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, folks. Beautiful Tampa Bay morning. Want to do a shout out to the folks in Brooksville. Captain Matt Bruce was there yesterday doing a gun show, baby. They're rocking and rolling up in Brooksville. Amazing. A couple people came who were against guns and causing problems. You know, here we go with time and place again. 30 years ago, you know what happened to those people, Josh? They would probably be getting their jaw wired as we speak. Is that too harsh? Or maybe time and place to know where you are. And if you want to protest, do it at a certain length. Is that too harsh?
Are you advocating for wiring people's mouths shut?
No. See, if you go somewhere where you shouldn't be and you run your mouth, back in the day, you'd get a broken jaw. So your mouth would be wired for a couple months. That's what I meant.
This goes back to our Mike Tyson discussion.
Yes,
on the airplane.
Mikey. Yes, I think. Okay, so you hit the guy in the back of the head and you wonder why you get jacked up. Now, who's at fault for that one? Oh, he should have just walked away. Yeah, let's keep being wussification of America. That's done us real well the last 20 years, hasn't it, Scott?
I think we've gotten a little bit on the tolerant side.
Oh, that's what we're going to call it. Yeah. Now you sound like me being woke. Go ahead.
I just don't like woke. No.
I'm just messing with you, brother.
You know, it's just we have become a very sensitive society. We really have. And it's...
Oh, you mean the Cleveland Guardians?
Yeah.
The Washington Commanders? Yeah. Oh, my. Lord help us, brother. Lord help us. Why are we worrying about things that don't have any importance on making this country better? That's where we have the problems.
Because if we really did the things that needed to be done to make this country better, a lot of people that are sitting in elected positions would have to admit they lied and head down the road.
Oh, we've been lied to. Interesting. Robbie won't lie to us. Good morning, Robbie. How are you this morning, young man?
Good morning, Pat. Pretty good. I was wondering what you and Scott and Josh think about both the Tampa Bay Rowdies and the Tampa Bay Rays losing last night, and Scotty Levinson, Memphis Grizzlies take out Golden State today in game number one.
Ooh. No, Robbie. Dude, I told you before, when you call in, put the pipe down. Put it down before we talk.
Yes.
Scotty, Miami Heat win it all.
Really?
Ooh, going yep. real. I like the long guy, shot. Josh, you think there's a long shot for that to happen?
Not even a long shot. It's the Celtics and the Heat are clearly.
That's why I think the Celtics are a lot better than the Heat.
Yeah, no, I've been saying Celtics are going to win the East since before the playoffs. I'm still firmly on that train.
We're still on the Suns?
Yeah, and I think.
So we're looking for the Heat and the Suns for it all.
Celtics and Suns is what I've been.
I know, but Robbie's thinking Heat
look, hey,
and
it's,
Suns.
It's a Florida team. I definitely feel just as much allegiance to them as I do to the Magic, so.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure beforehand when I picked the Warriors. I saw something in Steph Curry last game.
Okay.
That when he decided it's my time to win this game, and we haven't seen him do that because he hasn't had to.
You're right.
But this last game, he said, give me the ball. I got this. And he won that game. And he is playing like – I haven't seen him play in years.
A couple of years. You're right. We're going to find out if they can go the distance.
When they put that three-guard lineup in, you can't cover them. You just can't do it. And, you know, they are missing a big man, but I'm staying with Golden State. I just think they're destined this time.
Yeah. No. Hey, man, you could be right on top of it, Scott. Let's turn our attention to hockey. Our Tampa Bay Lightning, baby, going to take on the Maple Leafs from good old Toronto. Should be a very interesting series. They should get by them, I would think.
Vegas has us as an underdog. Depending on what book you're at, they've got us at about plus 140. Wow. And where Toronto is, I mean, look, if you go off of this regular season, only what you can measure in terms of the analytics, you can't really take into account the coming off of three or two-peat and how to measure all that. But just as it is, Toronto is a better team than we've been this season.
Okay.
Who's better right now?
That is what remains.
We're
to
high.
Be,
I mean,
that's what remains what like. To be seen. What's no, 110%. We are playing good, well, at the right time, which is all you can ask for from a playoff.
Eight
team.
Goals, or what is he now? 9 games in a row with a goal, or 8? Oh Lord.
I think I know who you're talking about, but I don't want to say it. And, you
no,
know,
go ahead.
You talking Stamkos? You talking?
No, no.
Now you got me thinking.
Oh my God.
Josh will help us out. He's the guru on the computer.
Kucherov?
Yes.
Come on.
Nick.
Sorry.
Well, we just... Okay, I can't wait till you're close to 60,
yeah,
pal.
Wait till you get our age.
Oh, man.
Wait till you get our... Wait. Did we mention FanDuel that he does this for a living?
Yeah. Kind of have to know the players a little bit more. Yeah.
It was his 8th straight... That's why I just don't go saying things on the air without knowing them. So it was Kucherov's...
Oh, pardon
so
us.
It was Kucherov.
Oh, Lord, help us.
So it was Kucherov's 8th straight game where he recorded a goal which tied Brian Bradley for the franchise
that's
record.
That's it. Good old Brian Bradley. He does some good analysis.
Who in management decided to bring him in full time?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that contract is up for renewal. Yeah.
Yeah, you and I are going to be out on the street, and he's going to have his own show.
This does.
Or we just kick him out like politicians do. Yeah. Even though he should be the guy, we'll kick him out like they do in the Republican
Take Democrat. Take his legs out before it gets too big for us.
No, they'll just say, hey, he ain't one of us. Get him out.
Take his
Even
legs.
Though he's better, you know, it don't matter.
Right. Take it's his terrible. Legs out. We'll Al Franken
no,
him.
Oh, we can't do that. I like the kid too much. He couldn't do anything to warrant that, Scott, now.
Well, Al Franken, I'm out of the show.
Unless, you know, I couldn't still do it to Josh. Josh, I don't think I could ever advocate him getting the right hook and getting the jaw wired. So anyway, Josh.
But it does. There was something we had touched on last week, and it had Stamkos passed St. Louis for most points all time in Tampa Bay Lightning franchise history. And so it kind of sparked a conversation about who are the greatest Tampa Bay athletes of all time?
We brought that up last week.
So it kind of, you know, did spark that. I was talking about some of that with my friends. Obviously, it's always a generational thing. For me, I think of that great Bucks defense, you know, that whole, which it's almost hard to just separate individual, whether you go Lynch or Barber or Sapp
I think
Brooks.
Scott, just so I'm on the right track, you're talking about who pretty much is a Tampa native, who was the best.
No. I am saying who is the best
athlete we've ever had come through Tampa,
athlete,
either native or
ball player. You could even go by team for me if you want. I mean, people are going to say because Brady's here now, he's.
But I don't think he qualifies.
He hadn't been here long enough.
Yeah, I don't think he fits. I mean, I don't personally. I mean, Steve Young played for us, or there's, you know, you're not. So no, it's just as far as guys that their career, like if they're in the Hall of Fame or if they were to be in the Hall of Fame, where their bust would be a Rays hat or the Lightning or the Bucks. So I mean, that's what I'm saying. For me, that defense, the championship winning defense, is so hard to separate one of those guys. But one of them's got to be on there for the Rays. I almost think like Longoria was solid and kind of helped us become a competitive guy. Yeah. But I think Fred McGriff before I think Longoria.
Well, you had Wade Boggs, too, for a little bit.
But again, McGriff and Boggs weren't here long enough. Longoria
no, but,
was.
But how fitting Boggs' final hit of his career was in a Rays uniform.
Oh, no,
home
no, it's
run.
Awesome.
And, home run.
No, you even mean then for 3,000th hit.
Yeah. And his name's still up at the Plant baseball field out there on the outfield.
Oh, yeah.
Wall.
Oh, absolutely. We'll be there forever.
You know, for the Lightning, that's right, the conversation. How do you differentiate between a Stamkos, Le Cavalier, St. Louis?
Javi Bullen.
Yeah.
I'm going to – my picks, if we go sport, you know, down, I think I am going to go with Longoria because I think he sort of was the first main name to put us on the map.
For baseball, for football.
I'll go with football. I got to be honest.
What about Leroy Selman?
I can't get away from Leroy. That's what
Thank
I was
you.
Going to say. Good. I can't get away from Leroy. hockey, I look at LeCavier like I do at Longoria.
I agree with that.
LeCavier made Tampa hockey acceptable for us all to be fans. There was a huge resistance for native, you know, Tampanians.
There you go.
But I think, you know, he made it cool. LeCavier was like that cool guy.
Yeah, he was. No, and he was a gamer, and he gave you everything he had. He was a fan favorite. Josh, you're more of a basketball guy. Orlando Magic, Shaq or Penny?
Oh.
Well, keep in mind now, I'm saying as far as being there.
For my generation, it'd be Dwight Howard, as crazy as that sounds.
No, but that's true.
But Penny more so just because more of you remember Penny's career, like more of his
being
career.
Being with the Magic.
Exactly, whereas Shaq obviously had different stops. Yeah.
I got to tell you, when
it's funny, he was with the Heat, but I just think of him being with the Lakers. And you know what's – and LeBron, you'll think with Cleveland, but there'll be a little part of you. It seems like anybody who plays for the Lakers or if you play for the Yankees, that's how you remember the guy. It's really weird.
I got to tell you, when I think of the Magic, though, and this is weird.
Okay.
But two names that jump at me when I think of Orlando Magic, I think of Scottie Brooks.
Oh, yeah, man. And what a guard.
And I think of Dennis Scott.
Yeah, you're right. Both of those guys.
But I guess because they were there the longest.
Yeah.
Or,
and then,
you know, Grant Hill was there, but he was hurt. Yeah. You know, but I think of Scott. To me, that the feisty Scottie Brooks, who was, you know.
He was good. Hey, you're listening to the Sports Zone here on AM 860, The Answer. We got a few messages coming your way and a little TV timeout to give you a little news and weather. So hang in there with us. When we come back, we'll take your calls at 877-969-8600. We'll be right back.
Folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation pads that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation pads that will do wonders and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The latest from Ukraine, the United Nations confirming that an operation to evacuate people from a steel plant in the city of Mariupol is underway at this hour. A humanitarian spokesman from the UN told the AP the effort to bring people out of the sprawling Azovstal steel plant is being done with the help of the International Committee for the Red Cross and coordination between Ukrainian and Russian officials. President Biden plans to gather with other dignitaries in Minneapolis to remember former Vice President Walter Mondale. The Minnesota leader died in April of 2021 at the age of 93, but the service was delayed due to the pandemic. They'll be doing it today. And citizens and trade unions across Europe taking to the streets for May Day marches in China. They're complaining about COVID restrictions. This is SRN News.
Odyssey. News, insight, passion. AM 860, The Answer.
My name is William Yank. I'm a 23-year-old, three-time leukemia survivor. One evening, my roommate was trying to talk to me, and I responded to him in a delirium of mess and confusion. And he said, "We're going to the ER immediately." And came back with leukemia. They started me on chemos. They started me on a bunch of antibiotics, but the chemo wasn't exactly working. So my oncologist decided that he wanted to try me with CAR T cell therapy. And it worked. Leukemia Lymphoma Society was this unforeseen blessing for me because I wouldn't have been able to get CAR T cell therapy. We are about 9 months post-transplant and feeling very healthy, strong, and I live.
To give or get help, visit lls.org.
Corey and Zach lingered in foster care for years, longing for a permanent place to call home. They lost hope.
I felt alone in the world. I didn't feel loved. Every day felt like a lost cause. I thought, who would want to adopt an older child?
I thought, I'm going to end up on the streets. That's just how it's going to be.
Thankfully, Corey and Zach's journey changed when they were adopted with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
It's really difficult to wonder how you're going to make it. I'm not going to have that problem now. I just won't, because I have a family.
Today, Corey and Zach have bright futures. But every year, thousands of youth age out of foster care with no permanent family and no safety net. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Here is your exclusive AccuWeather forecast.
Partly sunny today with a thunderstorm in spots in the afternoon and a high 87. Mainly clear tonight with a low 71. Partly sunny Monday with a high 88, and a thunderstorm around Tuesday with a high of 88. Plan with confidence. Download the redesigned AccuWeather app today. That's your AccuWeather forecast. I'm Gregory Patrick for AM 860, The Answer.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, folks. Thanks for hanging in there with us here on AM 860, The Answer. And I think we do have the answers for you in the way of sports. And I think Scott Levinson has the answers for you to be your District 1 County Commissioner. So get out there and vote here in no time, baby. It's May 1st, folks. Happy May Day. And you know what? That election will be here before we know it, Mr. Levinson. Are you ready to rock and roll, man, and do some good things in this county? Because we are hurting, my man.
I have, you know, it's primary season right now. And knock on wood, we don't have one. I think we're ready for heads up. And, you know, mano y mano. There's obviously been some mistakes made. I think we're not paying attention to the man on the street. And why would you when you're taking all your money and you're living your life with the elite?
There you go, man. That's a problem. You know, Scott, the great thing about you is you're not a career politician. You're probably going to do 4 years, maybe eight, and then you're done. You want to contribute to society and do some good. You know, you've been around kids all your life, and you've done a lot in the youth of this country and this county, pardon me, but country too. These kids go to college all over the country and then live other places too. So that isn't a totally misspoken.
You know, I think, you know, we're on a sports show here, and that's where I've been based in for 30 years working with the families, because I think sports are a wonderful bridge for families, neighborhoods. I'm a little old-fashioned. That's why I'm not big on school choice and all that. I like them all having their neighborhood rivalries. But, you know, we always say, oh, the coaches and all that are great. The volunteers are great. But you know what? I think we need to take a step back and look at that as a privilege also, because while I spent many years helping and working with a lot of kids and families, they did so much for me, and they don't even know it. Just having the privilege and honor to be trusted enough by a parent to work with their child is an amazing honor to me.
Well, that's why you and I got along so well, Scott. I saw it in your heart and your eyes, you know, that you cared about the kids. My father, you know, had your position down in South Florida, okay? And that's what it's all about, man. You care about the kids. You want to see them do a lot better in life than you did. And you know some of them come from struggling families. And can you be a beam of light for them? Absolutely. And definitely you can relate to people. That's why I think you'll be great, you know, in a political role with the county, because you care about the people. You're not going to be, it's not for Scott Levinson, it's for the people, because you're going to get more reward helping them. And you feel that you're going to be working for the people, where a lot of these politicians think that you're, it's a privilege that they're there and you should be thankful. I don't get it, man.
We are politicians are not celebrities. They are civil servants, and they are servants to the people. It's a horrible, I mean, I don't like the phrase, but it is what it is.
Amen. It's what it's supposed to be.
It is.
Charles down in Bradenton, want to thank you. Everybody down from Port Charlotte to Crystal River, Florida, all the way to Lakeland, listening to us. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you to Guy for his two-gun show up there in Brooksville yesterday. So God bless him. Charles, what's on your mind today, young man?
Well, hello, fellas. It's been a while. It's been I've been out the last 6-8 weeks. I had to have brain surgery. My wife finally convinced the doctors to put one in. So,
wow. Wow, man. Jeez. There's some politicians up in D.C. I wish they could do that on. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, God, that's a lost cause, man. There ain't enough surgeons in the world for that. I was glad to hear you guys sitting there talking about the high schools and stuff when you brought up, like, St. Thomas Aquinas and IMG. And, God, them St. Thomases are all over the country, but they're all private schools and, you know, afford to pay these kids and everything else. But I tell you what, it's amazing. But I remember when I was coaching at a local high school, and about every other year we'd have to fight, and play against St. Thomas, you know, for a district title or whatever. And, oh, my Lord. I mean, they look like a semi-pro team coming out. You know, we're like, here's our kids. And I think one of the biggest kids we ever had was 280. Well, Christ, that was their water boy was 280. I mean, you know.
No, you're right, Charles. But, hey, Manatee's done a lot of good things, too, down there in Bradenton area. Great football program, great head coach, won some state titles, and a lot of great athletes have come from there, too. So I definitely want to do a shout-out down in that area.
It's amazing. Yeah, well, both the coaches of Manatee and Southeast are both in the Florida High School Hall of Fame, which they both deserved and everything. But I was glad to hear you guys talking about trying to educate these guys too, you know, as far as like their money situations and things. And I know they do the seminars with all the rookies and all that stuff, but it's like when you're raising kids, you try to tell them and hope by the time they go out on their own that you've taught them enough, but they'll still make their mistakes. But you know, that's how we learn. And you know, when you were sitting there talking about the fight on the plane with Mike Tyson and stuff, and saying how, you know, basically we've become a nation of wussies. I remember my great-great-grandfather sitting there telling me, he goes, boy, he goes, when you get into a fight, they say you ain't supposed to kick a man when he's down. He goes, but I find it's a hell of a lot easier that way.
Keep him down, baby. But, you know, here's another story about that, Charles. It's amazing. You know, we've come a long way in this country in 125 years. I know we've been around for 225 plus. That's not my point. My point is that when you have weak men, okay, with tough times, they become strong men. When you have strong men and you have weak times, they start to go down. It's the old brake and gas. You know, you keep them both going, you go nowhere, and eventually you burn out the tires. So I'm just worried about, you know, new generation. It always used to be that the kids would do better than the parents, but that's not happening now because I think we've become a weaker nation, and that's part of the problem.
I agree with you 100%, and I'm hoping that the future generations of stuff, I mean, it's like, Josh there and everything, I mean, he's a great role model for these young kids coming up, and I mean, you know, you can tell he's not one of them guys that he's not afraid to fight, but if it came down to it, he'd rather not, which I think everybody pretty much is. But, you know, if it's time to throw hands, then you throw hands. But if you can talk a way out of it and kind of everybody get out of there without, getting hurt and go have a beer or something, that's the best way to do it. So,
well, yeah.
But I appreciate you guys.
And thank you, Charles.
I'll tell you what, you guys have a blessed weekend, and hope the good Lord blesses you all.
Thank you, Charles. God bless you, man. All right, we have an open line at 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. You can catch us all the way down, like I said, in Crystal River, over to Lakeland, all the way down to Port Charlotte, Florida. So shout out to those folks down there, and you can always catch us on the web. And we're working on getting the podcast right, thanks to Captain Matt Bruce, who you can hear me on his show tomorrow. He's on 2 to 6, Monday through Friday, and Saturday 2 to 5 on this great station and all across the U.S. of A. Check me out tomorrow. We'll talk about what happened in the sports world today on Captain Matt Bruce's show from 5:47 to about 5:56. So we're going to take a quick time out. When we get back, Josh and I and Mr. Levinson, Scott, my District 1 County Commissioner, baby, to be, will finish out the show. Stay tuned.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Any student around the world can sign up for PACT's online training program and learn how to stop child trafficking. Go to PACT.city to sign up for the one-hour course today. With PACT, we declare not one more victim.
When a parent struggles with addiction or dies from a drug overdose, what happens to their children? Far too many end up in foster care, unable to ever return to their birth homes because it's simply not safe. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is fighting the clock so that teens don't age out of foster care, leaving them at a higher risk of addiction and other negative outcomes that can happen to a child without the love and stability of a permanent family. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. Thanks for tuning in here to AM860 The Answer. Great programming all week long. Get you on the right side. Get your mind in the common sense world. That's what it's all about. Speaking of common sense, Scott Levinson running for District 1 County Commissioner. You want a guy with common sense, he's your man, okay? He doesn't lean one way or the other. He's a centrist. He believes in certain things. He believes in this great country. He believes in this great county of ours. And he doesn't let the political nonsense get in his way. He makes right decisions for the right reasons to help out everybody, not just the elite. So, Scott, as always, appreciate you coming on the show with me and discussing everything.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
Much
Josh,
appreciate it.
Let's talk a little FanDuel baseball today, man, for the people who want to maybe today's the last day of the head-to-head competitions out there in fantasy land. Let's do a few start-em, sit-ems, Josh, okay, if we could go that route with you. Who's the best pitcher, would you say, today to go with for the value? You know, don't give me a Scherzer or a freaking, you know, Kershaw. Give me a guy that I can, you know, go to war with at the right price point.
The kid, I never know how to pronounce this guy's name, but I know how to spell it. James Caprillion.
Yeah, I like him.
Going up against the Guardians today. I think that that could be a decent value. He's priced at 6,600 on FanDuel, and on NumberFire we have him projected for 27 points. And so out of every pitcher today, he is our best value.
You really need a pitcher who's going to get you 40 points, though. Who's at the 40 range, and is it going to be more than $9,000?
There's actually nobody that we have projected to hit the 40 mark today. Our top guy is Corbin Burns at 39.6, but he's going to run you $10,700.
Can't do it.
Scherzer's $100 more expensive than him. Yeah. So, I mean, out of these guys, I mean, Alex Cobb, but it's slim pickings today. And crazy thing about Sundays, though, is that it's a getaway game for a lot of clubs.
Yeah, man.
You hear a lot of them, they're playing in a day game after a night game, so you see a lot of backup pitchers. You see a lot of the weak side platoon guys getting starts, and, you know, some of your regulars sitting down, like Alex Bregman isn't playing today for the Astros. Wilson Contreras is sitting out for the Cubs, so you've always got to keep your head on a swivel when it comes to Sundays. Definitely the least amount of action for me personally is Sunday baseball. Just, you never know. It's such a long season, and the managers.
Yeah, you got to see who's playing and who's been hot and take a shot. Let's go to first base, Josh. Who do you like at the first base position for value?
Value guys today, you've got Gavin Sheets for the White Sox.
Okay.
He's only priced at $2,300.
Wow. And it's low for him.
Yeah, okay. And they're going up against the Angels today. They're sending Michael Lorenzen to the mound.
So, yeah, he could pop him. Okay. How about second base, Josh?
More infielders. You've got Trevor Story, who's a little bit more expensive, but the Red Sox are expected to, you know, have their way with the Orioles today.
True.
I haven't looked at the weather or anything to see how things are headed, but...
But isn't Story probably around 4G?
$3,400.
That's not terrible.
Yeah, okay. So 3,400 for 15.6 points is what we have him projected as. So
it's more than worth it.
Yeah,
we'll go to third base now. See who we can
for the third.
How about our boy Evan Longoria? Since we talked about him being a big Ray,
old
back
reliable.
In the day.
I'm not sure if he's in the lineup.
Okay,
honestly, we don't have anything on him right now. But the guy, I think he's behind on the depth chart now. Jason Vossler.
Okay,
maybe you say him. So. There's some options. There's some people out there, but again, it's still early in the season where some of these rookies and younger guys are starting to get opportunities too. So,
how about short, Josh?
Short stop. Who are we looking at? You can't go over at Taylor Walls, only at $2,200 today.
Oh man, I mean you're going real low. I mean, all those guys you mentioned, Josh, I should be able to have three Bryce Harpers in the outfield.
And the reality is you just don't have too many studs that are really going to be out there today. You know, people are going to, because of the getaway games and people just sitting out. So, I mean, Trevor Story, like I mentioned, he's one of our highest guys. Austin Riley.
Yes.
For the Braves, but again, he's going to run you $4,100.
But you're still under budget, Josh, so you can do that.
Yeah,
give me another.
Absolutely. So that's the whole thing. You can go with the studs and duds type of approach.
Well, not duds, just value because.
Yeah.
They could definitely. Who's some other outfielders that you know are in the $4,000 range? Because just by the math that you threw at me, I guarantee I can get.
Well, shoot,
I probably got $9,000 to play with.
Yeah, you could get Acuna for $3,900.
There you go.
You know, you can never go wrong there. Springer at $3,500.
Yeah.
So,
your team, and then you probably got another $3,000 left to get the utility guy.
It's always a decent strategy, you know, the pros and Joes, or you know, however you want to frame it. So, no, there's some options there.
You know, just want to do a shout out to our Tampa Bay Lightning, man. Let's do it. You know what? You're in it to win it. Let's go for it. Worst case scenario, I want to see him go deep. Just like the Bucks went to deep in the playoffs, I want to see. I mean, if they get knocked out in the first round, and you're telling me the odds makers have that happening, that's going to be a little demoralizing. Just saying.
And it's surprising, too, because the Lightning are kind of a chalk team at this point where people see there's a little bit added juice the way that you see with the Yankees or the Dodgers or in Alabama or something like that. And so it is interesting to see us as the dog, but there's definitely value there. I sprinkled a little bit. There's some beer money on there to have some rooting interest. So
there you go.
It'll be interesting.
Sprinkles for everybody.
There you go, bro. Sprinkles for everybody. Scott Levinson always has the right clues.
I'm interested in the games. I'm interested in how the betting works.
Yes.
But
not your thing. That's cool.
It's not my thing.
No,
it's
funny.
I don't like losing, and there's a 50-50 chance
I'm
going to lose.
Yeah. Well, you know, Josh and I like it. It just gives you a little added interest and has some fun with it. You know, as long as you do it responsibly, just like everything in life. You want to have a beer? God bless you. Have a couple. Don't have a case. Okay, and then go out on the road, idiots. So you got to be smart, man, and do the right things for the right reasons. It's that simple. Okay? I mean, you know, you want to gamble? Okay, don't gamble the mortgage on the Lightning winning the Stanley Cup. Not probably a good move. You want to sprinkle, as he says, some beer money? Why not? God bless America, man.
Well, speaking of with the Lightning, you know, they always do a good job of having the big watch parties downtown in Thunder Alley and all that. So with Commissioner-elect over here, you should definitely be down there campaigning and drinking some beers with the folk responsibly.
I think so. Little Yuengling, support the district. Okay.
Joshua's buying, so I'm there.
Oh, absolutely.
You can't spend campaign dollars on alcohol? What do you mean?
No,
it's an
I
event.
I don't think that's
that
happening.
Would be frowned upon. Just ask Mr. Rubio.
It's a campaign event.
I think that won't be happening, but we will be spending time down there with
he can't
our
be using
Lightning
the,
fans.
You know, the credit card for that, Josh, you smart aleck. Nor would he, because he's for the people. Okay, like another famous guy here in the Tampa Bay community. Yes. But he really is for the people. So it's not about the money with Scott. On a serious note, folks, it's about taking care of the community.
You need money to live. You don't live for money.
Amen. We do need to get some money, though, for your campaign to compete with Mr. Cohen, okay, the career politician. So,
that's easy to do. www.votelevinson.com. That's real easy.
www.votelevinson.com.
Creative, isn't it? Votelevinson.com. You know, that was a.
I used to say WW, and they didn't like that. So it's W.
No.
W.
Yes.
W.
Yes.
Okay. I like the W's, baby.
It took me 10 years to realize you didn't need to type in www, so I was, you know.
Hey, man, we're not computer guys. That's Josh's line, okay? Josh, always a pleasure to have you on the show, young man. You're a good kid, you know that? And Patrick's a good kid, too. He just, you know, we got to get him in here on Sunday mornings. That's your job, man. You got him working at the warehouse.
That means he's got to wake up.
Oh, his butt was up today because my buddy Coach Joe, God bless you, came by the house and did a little mow, blow, and go at the Highland household on the yard, baby. Scotty, thanks as always, brother. God bless you.
Absolutely. Peace, Tampa Bay. Peace.
Hello, this is Patrick Highland with the Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.